Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 11th December. Top stories for today. The High Court today dismissed a defamation suit filed by Baling MP Datuk Sri Abdul Aziz Abdul Rahim against former Penang Chief Minister Lim Guan Eng in connection with the construction of the Penang Undersea Tunnel project. The court rejected the suit made by Abdul Aziz at a cost of 50,000 ringgit. Abdul Aziz filed the suit in March 2018, claiming that Lim, who was then the finance minister, had issued defamatory statements during a press conference at the Penang Chief Minister's office on February 28, 2018, and during a Chinese New Year open house the same day. Inspector General of Police Tan Sri Abdul Hamid Badur has advised police personnel not to upload videos on social media application TikTok while on duty. He said it was unbecoming for an officer donning the uniform to perform dances and upload them on social media, as it would only tarnish the image of the department. Plus, Malaysia Berhad anticipates higher traffic volume following a long weekend in Selangor, thus recommending motorists to plan their journey ahead. Apart from long weekend for the Selangor residents in conjunction with the Sultan of Selangor's birthday, this weekend also marks the first major travel window following the lifting of interstate travel restrictions announced last Saturday. The prosecution in Datin Sri Rosmah Mansor's corruption trial relating to the solar hybrid project for rural schools in Sarawak closed its case today after calling 23 witnesses. Senior Deputy Public Prosecutor Datuk Sri Gopal Sriram told High Court Judge Mohamed Zaini Mazlan that the prosecution was closing its case after its fifth witness, former Education Minister Datuk Sri Mazhar Khalid, gave his evidence. Rosmah faces one charge of soliciting 187.5 million ringgit and two counts of receiving bribes totaling 6.5 million ringgit from Jepat Holdings' former managing director Saidi Abang Samsudin. United States President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris were jointly named Times Magazine 2020 Person of the Year on Thursday, chosen from a list of finalists that included the man Biden vanquished at the polls, President Donald Trump. The Democratic former vice president and his running mate offered restoration and renewal in single ticket, Time said in a profile of the pair published online with its announcement. Israel and Morocco agreed on Thursday to normalize relations in a deal brokered with United States' help, making Morocco the fourth Arab country to set aside hostilities with Israel in the past 4 months. It joins the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain and Sudan in beginning to forge deals with Israel, driven in part by United States-led efforts to present a united front against Iran and roll back Tehran's regional influence. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.